Good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath. Well, unfortunately, summer is almost over. It's hard to believe, but it's time for the children to go back to school. It's back to school season for a lot of us. My kids are going back to school this upcoming Tuesday, so it's an exciting time. They also have admitted to me they're a little bit nervous. It's exciting for them. It's also exciting for my wife and I. And brethren, it affects everyone, not just those of us who have children. It affects all of us because even if you don't have kids, you might know someone who does, and you might not be able to hang out with them as much because they've got to go cart their kids around at, you know, soccer practice and volleyball and all those other things. And even if you don't know anybody, for sure, there's going to be a little more congestion on the road because those buses are going to be going in the morning, and it might take you a little bit longer to get to work. So, brethren, it is an exciting time. It's also a little bit of a dangerous time because of the additional demands that we might have on our time that can distract us from our ultimate goal, which is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So, brethren, because this is a danger that we could sort of put God down lower on our to-do list, we need to build in some fail-safe mechanisms to keep us, to remind us to keep focused on God with the aim of transforming our lives to live and serve more like Jesus. So, brethren, we need to build in certain habits to our routines to ensure that our relationship with God does not suffer. Because if it happens, there's a very real danger there. It's a very real danger that we might lose our passion for God and his way of life, and something else might replace him at the center of our hearts. And it could be anything. It could be someone else, a romantic relationship. It could be your children. It could be your job, your hobby. It could be a new car. It could be anything. Brethren, if you turn with me now to Proverbs chapter 4, I'd like to expound upon this a little bit and explain further what I'm talking about here. Proverbs chapter 4, we'll start in verse 20, and we'll read through verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. I'll start in verse 20, excuse me. It says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." So verse 23 is really what I want to focus on here, and I'd actually like to read it to you in two different translations. Second translation I want to read it to you is in the NIV. It says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And that is so true, isn't it, brethren? Everything we do flows from our heart. Our emotions, our thoughts, our actions are affected by what's truly in our heart. And then the third translation I'd like to read to you today is from the New Living Translation, the NLT. And this is the one that really spoke to me personally. It says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." What's in your heart is going to determine the course of your life. It's going to set that destination for where you're ultimately going to end up. So we have to be very careful, brethren, to guard our hearts. We can't lose our passion for God. If we do, what is that called? It's called becoming lukewarm, right? We don't want to become lukewarm. Now, the thing about being lukewarm, or water in general, is it takes energy to keep the water either hot or cold. That's why we buy refrigerators and hot water heaters, right? It takes energy. Now, the good thing is it doesn't take a tremendous amount of energy once it's at that temperature. It does take a little bit of energy, and it takes consistent energy. So if you leave that cold water out on the table over time, it'll tend to go to the temperature of the room, right? If you don't continue to put in energy, don't put it back in the fridge, or if you don't put it in the hot water heater, it's going to become lukewarm. So that's the good news. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of energy to keep it at either the hot or the cold that it is once it gets there. So, brethren, when we focus our mental and emotional energy on something, we call that our attention, right? What do we focus our attention on? So we need, therefore, regular, consistent reminders to turn our attention back to God on a daily basis at least, and probably more than a daily basis, in order to maintain our temperature, either hot or cold, right? We like a cold glass of water in the summertime because we want to be refreshed. We like a hot cup of tea in the winter so we can be comforted. And we need to be those types of people. And, brother, most of the time, for most of us, I don't think building in these reminders to focus on God will require a massive change to our life. Small change in our life applied over time will yield large and significant results. So I'll give you a personal example. Some of you know that I play the guitar, right? I didn't learn the guitar by sitting down for 5 hours one day, and then I knew guitar. I didn't do that. What I did is I did 10 to 15 minutes on a regular basis, not every day, but almost on a daily basis until I learned the guitar. And that is the way that you change your life, you change your pattern of thought, you change your identity. It's a small, consistent action over time. So that's my personal example, but let's use a biblical example, which is undoubtedly much better. Let's go to James chapter 3, and we'll read verse 4. James chapter 3, verse 4. Now, James chapter 3, verse 4 says something very important. Admittedly, I'm taking it a little bit out of context, but I think the principle is still valid. It says, look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. And in the same way, brother, when we make a small change to our life, if the change is maintained over time, it will take us to a different destination. So you have this huge ship and you're going, the life's going a little bit sideways, right? What do you need to do? You need to make a small change at the rudder, and you're going to start going this way. Instead of this way, you're going to start going this way. For the first bit, it's not going to look much different, is it? But over time, you're going to arrive at a totally different destination. And that's the key, is the small change has to be maintained over time. Consistency is so important. So that's really the big idea of this message. Small, consistent effort will keep us on course towards the kingdom of God. And if we don't pay attention, if we don't have our hand on the wheel, if we're not acting intentionally, the winds and the currents of this life can easily knock us off course. So, brethren, what small change can you build into your life to ensure that you're pointed in the right direction and that all the weeds that grow up in our life, the cares of this life, won't choke us out and we won't become unprofitable or unfruitful? What can we do? Well, it's a very unsatisfying answer, but it depends, right? I hate it when people say, it depends. Okay, well, it depends on your situation. What does that mean to me? Well, here's some things to consider, brethren. Some ways to regularly return your attention to God and his way of life. I'm sure some of these are already familiar to you. We're probably all in the habit of praying every time we sit down to eat. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. Now, I'm reminded of this one line in a movie. You've probably seen it. It's in the first Lord of the Rings movie, and the hobbits are walking along, and the guy's like, "Oh, I'm so hungry, we've got to stop and eat." He goes, "We've already had breakfast, Pippin." He goes, "Yeah, but what about second breakfast?" He goes, "I don't think he's heard of second breakfast." But every time we put food in our mouth, brethren, we should cultivate the habit of giving thanks to God, but maybe also try to piggyback on that and give thanks for something else in your life, not just the food. That's a good small thing that you can do over time to express your gratitude and maybe change the course of your whole perspective and outlook on life. So it's a small thing, and these are all small things I'm going to give you here today, because that's the point. And if you have a smartphone, and I have one right here, we probably all have one, or most of us do, you should download a Bible app, and you should look at it whenever you're bored. When you're waiting on the elevator, standing in line at the fast food restaurant, whenever you're bored, you're going to pull this out and either look at the news or something. You might as well look at the Bible and make it a habit. It's a small little thing, but it turns your attention back to God. Maybe when you're driving in the car and taking your kids, you know, to their soccer practice or whatnot, you can listen to the Bible. You can have this thing actually read it to you. Or if you're old school, you can buy a bunch of CDs and put in your CD player if your car still has one. And every time you get in, press play and listen to God's word. It'll help turn your attention back to God. I also might encourage you to download the Beyond Today app, which is wonderful. It's got our TV program on there. It's got blogs read to you. It's got BT Daily. It's got articles that people write, and you can read it or you can listen to it in the car, and I promise you won't be disappointed based on lack of content. There's a lot on there. Another one, and I've got another prop here for you. It says family dinner questions. Okay, you could write out scriptures if you have little ones and pull one out, put on the dinner table, and make it a habit of talking about a scripture with your children when you eat dinner. So you'll never have any reason to say, well, I don't know what to talk about. You'll always have something. This is a little thing you can get in the habit of doing. Or you can put the Bible on your nightstand and read it for 5 minutes before you go to sleep. Brother, there are a lot of different things you can do. So whatever routine or daily habit you build into your life to turn your attention back to God, please make sure you're using it as fuel for action. Because, brethren, we can't just learn righteousness we have to live righteously. We can't just learn righteousness, we must live righteously. And that can take many small things, form of many small things, such as paying for a person in line at the coffee shop, paying it forward. Or if you like to bake cookies like my daughter, you can make a double batch and take some to your neighbor, just because, for no particular reason. That would be nice. This would be healthy for you. You could run or walk for a good cause. There's 5Ks that happen all the time, and you could pick a couple good, worthy causes and go run or walk the 5K. Or you could literally donate some of your life by giving blood to your local blood bank. Now, I'm not good with blood. I faint just thinking about blood. But for some people, like my father-in-law, he goes every month and a half and he gives blood. He's made it a habit, a daily habit of his life, to go give blood. That's another small thing you can do to build in your life to make a positive impact in this world. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be light in this world. So, brethren, in conclusion, we must stay on course toward the kingdom of God. We must guard our hearts so that we keep God at the center and we don't lose our passion for him or his way of life. And it's encouraging to know it doesn't take a massive effort to do this. Rather, a small change applied over time will make a big difference. So build in a daily practice of turning your attention back to God. And if we stay the course, we will arrive at our ultimate destination, brethren. And there's no doubt in my mind that along the way, we will experience love, joy, and peace.